Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here today, and we've got complete market details coming up right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, despite strong cash cattle trade developing yesterday, sharp losses developed through the cattle market today, keeping the overall tone of the market under pressure. Sharp losses in feeder cattle futures held the entire complex lower despite aggressive cash cattle market gains, which developed yesterday. Now, this could add to even more uncertainty in the complex through the end of the month. Corn prices are mixed here today, but the corn futures at one point ended up being higher. Stock markets were lower. The Dow Jones lower today than NASDAQ also on the lower side today. Now, June live cattle futures moved higher and held narrow gains based on strong cash market support, but the rest of the complex came under pressure based on the lack of support in the feeder cattle futures. On the grain trade today, grain futures started lower across the board this morning, then turned positive around midday today to finish on the higher side, except at least the corn and the wheat did, with additional pressure coming from outside markets, putting anything with risk in the red. Safe havens were gaining, including the dollar, treasuries, and golds, as investors looked to park cash amid more worries about the health of the global economy. Again, the wheat prices started lower, then turned higher about midday. Chicago was unable to move out of its April-May downtrend, while hard red winter wheat saw no follow-through from yesterday's bullish reversal off contract lows. Corn prices also starting modestly lower, then turned higher, keeping both old and new crop futures above 200-day moving averages after yesterday's breakout above April-May downtrends. Now, the soybeans were lower today as old and new crop charts held potential bull flags. Profit-taking ahead of the weekend and concerns about USDA's bullish forecast weighed on prices, along with a crackdown on speculation in many Chinese markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.